I would say not close. I would say that I look at it this way, Tanya, that free agency is a stage of putting a team together. Free agency is not over yet. Then it's the draft, and we're in, you know, deep into our preparations for the draft. I think the draft is the first weekend in May. And then one of the critical times for us that I believe that Rick and I have talked a lot about together doing a better job is the post-draft with the college free agents. So that's a stage. That's a stage, in my opinion, unto itself, you know what I mean, that our coaches will help Rick's crew with. And then we get the 90 guys in there for the off-season program, and then we're going. Now, we start with our veterans on April 20th, so we're looking forward to that before the draft, you know, a couple weeks before the draft. But, no, I would say we're not close to – it's not even close.
How you feel about getting those three picks yesterday?
Great. Yeah, I think any time you can accumulate picks like that, you know, the more I'm in this league and seeing how successful teams – stay successful is they have a lot of picks, so they're able to accumulate talent, and a lot of good players, John, are picked in the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of, if you look throughout the history of this league, I mean, there's been a decent amount of good, solid role players that help your team win. So I think it's great.
Can you give us updates on Clowney, Sofila, yeah, and Lewis next?
Yeah.
That'd be like three more rookies.
Yep. Exactly, yeah, that's a good way to look at that. I would say with JD, you know, we call Clowney JD. I think he's rehabbing very well. In fact, last week he had a great week. He had probably his best week of rehab. As far as putting a time on when he'll be back on the field in pads, I wouldn't be able to do that for you right now, but I like the way he's progressing, and I like the way he's working right now as we sit here right now. But I think with JD, I'll tell you the same thing I tell him. It's all going to come down to what he does when he gets the pads on, how he plays, can he stay out there, how he takes care of his body, because there's no question about his ability to go out there and affect the game. The guy is he's a hell of a football player, but he's got to be out there. So it's going to come down to that. I think with Suafilo, he's in there every day. He's working very, very hard. I've seen him every day that I've been in the office, which is most days, unless I've been out traveling for different things. He's been in there rehabbing. He's working in the weight room. He's doing really well. He wants to be good. Really like his demeanor. I like where he's at right now. And then I have not seen Lewis Nix, so I don't know. He's working out somewhere in Florida, I guess, so haven't seen him. But that, you know, that's their prerogative, so don't read anything into that. It's just that, you know, when they show back up here for the off-season program, especially the younger players need to be ready to go. So hopefully he's ready to go.
What do you need to see once you're back in the program?
I would say the ability to make it through a practice. That would be the biggest thing I need to see.
From Nick?
Yeah. What's that? You know, every year the roster changes, and you know, anytime you lose a player of Andre's caliber and what he's meant to your team, you're not going to replace that with one guy. You know, it's just not going to happen. But these things happen, you know, Andre and I have had good conversations. We had a good year together last year, and I wish him the best. And I've said this all along. I've been fortunate to coach some of the best players at their positions in this game, whether it was Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Andre Johnson, Wes Welker, Logan Mankins, you know, all these guys that I've been involved with, J.J. Watt, obviously. And I'm just fortunate to have coached and had a chance to be with Andre for a year, and he'll, like I said, he'll go down as one of the best to ever play that position.
What does this mean for DeAndre taking that next step?
Well, he, you know, basically last year, you know, was his best year. He had a really productive year. He, the thing that we really like about Hop and that we want him to continue to do is his work ethic, his he's a hungry player. He works every single day. He came into the spring, you know, a year ago, and he was learning the offense and kind of thinking out there. And then all of a sudden, you could see all the work he put in and learning. He just took off. So we just want to see him continue to progress. We think that he can be one of the best. We think he is one of the best. We have a lot of confidence in him, and we're looking forward to seeing him again when the off-season program starts. Hey, John. Good. Yep. Brian Hoyer is a very competitive guy, a personable guy. Football means a lot to him. He's a great family guy. He's a, you know, basically a new father. He's got two young children. I've known him since his rookie year, and he's a guy that perseveres, and he has good leadership qualities. He's won games in this league, and he's a good fit for what we do. And basically, in a different way, I would say about Ryan Mallett, similar things. You know, a lot of energy, good leadership qualities, really good fit for our systems that we run on offense. And we're looking forward to working. We're really excited about working with both those guys. We're very excited. No, I think where we are right now as a team, I think every team's different, you know, and I think where we are as a team, that's what we need. We need competition out on the practice field. We need our team to be able to see how, you know, the premier position, the quarterback position, competes on a daily basis, how they prepare on a daily basis. These guys will do that. It'll be good for our team to see that. And both of these guys have the ability to start in this league. They've shown that. Maybe not quite as much as people would want, but that's, you know, that's for us to decide, you know, which one can be the starter. But I think it's for our football team in Houston right now, it's good. That's a question for Rick. Yeah.
Is there anything this guy won't do to help the team win?
My wife handles all the money, so like I don't have anything to do with. So I think that's more of a question for Rick and JJ.
What worries you the most about this team, right, where you stand right now?
I don't, you know, again, what I get excited about is putting a team together. I don't really use the word worry too much. I think that what I use is we've got to get better on special teams. So we're looking for, whether it's in the draft or the rest of whatever's left of free agency, can we find some guys? Maybe it's a returner. Maybe it's a guy that can cover kicks. You know, depth on the offensive line. You know, I'm looking at depth on the offensive line. Continuing to do, probably through the draft, a good job of filling in the wide receiver position, the young players. In the secondary, you know, just continuing to build depth in the secondary, especially at the safety position. So those are things that I'm looking at. That's not a worry. That's more about putting the team together and figuring out what players fit what we're trying to do. And that's really what we're excited about at this time of the year.
What kind of influence do you think Will Ford can have on Knicks?
I mean, to me, you got a guy in Vince that, you know, came into this league as a first-round draft pick, put in a lot of work to learn the 34 defense, has been hugely successful, one of the best to play his position in this league year in and year out. Like, if you're a young player in that defensive line room and you've got J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork in that room, you'd be crazy not to kind of follow those guys around. Now, you don't have to try to be like them, but I think you'd be nuts if you didn't use those guys as examples. You got the best defensive player in the league, and then you got this guy who's going to go down as one of the best interior defensive linemen to ever play this game, and you're a first or second year player in that room, and you're not going to follow that example. Like, to me, it's going to be a great opportunity for Lewis Nix. Say that again. How much will Vince help?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Vince's experience in that system, and, you know, all the different techniques that he's used, the blocking schemes. I mean, he's seen it all. So I think he'll be able to, player to player, really look at a guy and say, hey, look, this is how you need to take this block on. This is how this guy blocks. He knows the personnel in the league very well. He's played so long. This is what you should be doing in the offseason to get ready to play a 16-game season. You know, so I think he can really help our team a lot in the locker room in that way. I don't think there's no question about that. I think, you know, people sometimes label these defenses ours and maybe New England's for example as a 34 defense, but you know, we're very multiple. We played a lot more four man front this year than we did straight three four two gap three four. We played, you know, maybe 20% 3-4. The rest of it was some type of one gap, even if it was an odd front, four down front. And when you have a guy like Vince with that type of experience that's played end, nose, three technique, two technique, he's able to again teach the younger players in his own way. He's not a coach, but he can give his wisdom to the younger players in the room and practice. Those Fridays, those Saturdays when you're sitting around and those guys have questions in the locker room, they can go to him. And that's a big key for us.